You're listening to SBS News.
Filipinos are heading to the polls on the 9th of May to choose their next president. The current frontrunner is Bongbong Marcos, the son of the country's late dictator Ferdinand Marcos, whose corrupt and autocratic rule led to him being deposed in a popular revolt in 1986. Marcos Jr. says he will make the country rise again, but he's been criticised for avoiding serious scrutiny about his father's legacy and for conducting his election campaign through social media videos.
I'll tell you my greatest fear. My greatest fear is that I come into this world, I live and die, and nothing changes.
The opponents of Bongbong Marcos say online misinformation is rewriting Philippine history and turning the country's former dictator into an underappreciated hero. Mr. Marcos ruled the country for two decades, much of it under martial law. His regime allegedly rigged elections, tortured and killed political opponents, and plundered an estimated $13 billion. On a recent public holiday, students and activists were out commemorating the uprising that ousted Ferdinand Marcos in 1986. This man had come to the gathering to remember his sister Rosalina, a student activist abducted by Marcos government forces in 1977, along with nine others.
I think it's the sense of justice that eggs me, you know, to fight on. Of course, the Marcoses keep on saying that we have to move on, we have to unite. But you know, moving on means you have found peace with the past. How can the likes of me find peace with the past when the disappearance of my sister has not been explained?
Rosalina's name is just one of thousands etched onto a monument of activists in Manila, a memorial wall honouring those who died or disappeared because they fought the martial law imposed by Ferdinand Marcos. But there are also millions of people in the Philippines, like Primo Lirio, who believe that Bongbong Marcos should be lauded for his father's actions.
I was close to him enough to be said to be called a Marcos boy. In conscience, you have to pay back somehow whatever good things he has done to you. And that is what is happening now. That's why I'm supporting Bongbong Marcos openly.
What about the people whose loved ones disappeared or tortured because of their leftist associations?
Yeah, it could happen. It really happened some. But why will they point out at Marcos for all of this death?
Bongbong Marcos's election team says theirs is a positive campaign, going directly to the people through social media. His team cite perceived bias or unfavourable formats for his refusal to take part in several primetime TV debates and independent media interviews. Meanwhile, the other candidate dominating the polls is current Vice President Leni Robredo. Ms. Robredo portrays herself as a candidate for democracy and human rights, targeting the legacies of the current president, Rodrigo Duterte, and the Marcos family.
This election is not a simple quarrel between us candidates. This election is bigger than any one of us, because in these elections, we will decide what will be the future of everyone and what will happen to our country.
Despite being driven into exile, the Marcos family remains one of the wealthiest and most influential in Philippine politics. That story by BBC's Howard Johnson. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.